I'm joined by Moya from Brentford, who is the mother of a child with Down syndrome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, I understand there is a hearing that's going to the High Court. At the moment, we don't know its timescale because obviously the pandemic has made things a little bit delayed, but it's about the abortion law. Can you tell us about how you've got involved with it and what that law is all about?
Sure. So currently in the UK, the abortion law only allows for termination of pregnancy up to 24 weeks if a child is typically developing. But if that child has a disability such as Down syndrome, you're actually able to have an abortion right up to birth. I have two sons who I love and value equally. One of them has Down syndrome, the other does not. And so it just seems really wrong to me that the law would not value them equally. And so when I heard Heidi Crowther, who is another claimant in the case, talk about it on Victoria Derbyshire, given my sort of experience and, you know, my feelings about my son, I really felt passionately about it and joined as a claimant also.
So it's really about the inequality of that law. That's what it's all about for you. 25 years ago since the Disability Discrimination Act. So how do you think things should be changing in 2020 and going forwards?
Sure. So as you say, it is 25 years on since the Disability Discrimination Act. And, you know, we proclaim to live in a society whereby we feel that everyone should be given a fair and equal chance at life, regardless of their ability status. And currently, this law doesn't reflect that narrative. For me, when I got offered a termination of pregnancy, you know, at 34 weeks, it made me feel like Down syndrome must be something that was very, very bad. And I think this law really perpetuates some outdated and negative stereotypes about Down syndrome. And so I think we can do a lot better than this. You know, I want to live in a society where my two children grow up knowing that we really, truly are all equally valued by the law.
So Moya, tell me about your pregnancy, because Aidan is only 18 months old, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. So my pregnancy was fairly standard up until about 34 weeks when I got sent for a growth scan for some unrelated reasons. And in that growth scan, they detected several markers for Down syndrome. At that point, we decided to have non-invasive prenatal testing, which told us there was a 99% chance that Aidan would have Down syndrome. He was born then 2 weeks later at 36 weeks. But in those 2 weeks before he was born, we were, you know, I would say there was an implied pressure to terminate the pregnancy. I was offered an abortion 3 times and also offered an abortion in the context of my own fear of the unknown future I was now facing. And a lot of what I felt was very medical and very biased information about Down syndrome.
Is there any lobbying going on at the moment? I know you've got Sally Phillips involved and you've got Lynn Murray as well. Is there anything very, very top in the next few weeks that's coming up that we can have a chat about? Or how can people get involved to support you? Anything like that?
At the moment, really what we're trying to do is raise awareness about the case and kind of get the point across that this case is about disability discrimination. And, you know, we are kind of continuing to crowdfund for our legal fees. So as a result of this hearing, I'm hoping that the law becomes equalised for typically developing children and children with non-fatal disabilities, which is what this case is about. I'm really hoping that as a society, we start to look towards having a compassionate, empathetic and accepting response to disabilities, and that we truly do become, you know, tolerant and inclusive of differences.
And I know you've got Sally Phillips who's involved with this as well to try and raise some awareness with you. How can people who are listening to this, who it strikes a chord with, how can they get involved? How can they help you with your fight with the High Court?
Sure. So I guess some of the things that we need to do are really spreading awareness about the case, you know, making sure that there continues to be discussion about it and how this is really about disability discrimination. We are also crowdfunding our legal fees. Court cases like this are, you know, eye-wateringly expensive. So there is a crowd justice fund, which you can find if you Google Downright Discrimination. And if people would like to make a donation there to the legal fees, we'd be very grateful.
Moya, thank you so much for your time and explaining what's happening with that case to us in more detail. We wish you the very best of luck with it, and stay safe and well, and lots of love to your family.
Thank you so much.